position as she seeks to sell her Brexit deal to the people who voted to leave the EU because of immigration. According to the lead story in the Irish Times, she will tell them that the draft agreement returns full control of immigration policy to Britain. And former British Prime Minister Tony Blair, in an opinion piece in that paper, has a message for European Union leaders. Don't believe this Brexit deal will hold. It is a bad deal for both sides, so be prepared for all eventualities, including the possibility of a new referendum. The Thánaiste Simon Coveney, meanwhile, writing in the Irish Examiner, says the objectives of the government and the protection of the peace process are achieved in the draft agreement. The headline over the article, "We have a deal, the doubters were wrong." And it's another type of deal that makes the lead story for the Irish Independent. Laura Larkin reporting that some families are trying to dodge the Fair Deal scheme and leave their elderly relatives in hospital beds. According to a new report, their lack of engagement with the process is one of the contributing factors behind the high number of elderly patients staying in acute hospitals when they are well enough to be discharged to a nursing home. And it seems that improved menus are on the way for patients in acute hospitals. The Irish Daily Mail says it has learned that the HSE, in conjunction with the Department of Health and Healthy Ireland, is to introduce a new food and nutrition policy. And many of the papers report that a treatment which allows highly allergic children to eat peanuts has been described as a game changer. Consultant paediatrician Professor John Hourihan, who led the Irish leg of the world's largest peanut allergy trial, said it saw participants go from allergic reactions after exposure to tiny amounts of peanut protein to be able to safely ingest up to 4 peanuts. And indeed, there'll be more on that later in this programme. A suspect in the assault of referee Daniel Sweeney is himself banned from the game for another attack on a match official. That's according to the Irish Daily Star. Nicola Donnelly writes that the suspect is already serving a life ban from the game for an incident that happened almost 11 years ago. Mr. Sweeney was attacked after he abandoned a match between Mullingar Town and Horsleap United last Sunday week. He sustained serious facial injuries, including a broken jaw and fractured eye socket. And the lead for that paper concerns the death of Clive Staunton, who was killed following a gun attack in County Kildare last week. And the Irish Daily Mirror carries a warning from Gardaí that attacks and thefts from home increases in winter months. They outline a few simple steps that elderly people and others can take to help ensure they do not become victims of opportunistic criminals. An analysis carried out by the Times Ireland edition has found that renters in Dublin are being asked to pay almost as much to share a bed with a stranger as they did to rent a flat in 2012. It reports that as the housing situation worsens, renters are being offered half a bed for €550. And the photograph on the front of that paper is of 16-year-old Baveen Parsons, who became Ireland's youngest player to be called into the Irish women's senior rugby squad when she came off the bench during a 19-10 defeat to the US in Donnybrook yesterday. And Ireland's victorious men's rugby team are pictured on the front of the Irish Times, while it's the fans on the front of the Independent, and the headline there, "When All Ireland Beat the All Blacks," and from the Star, "Green is the new black after Ireland down Kiwis."
Indeed it is, Colin. Thanks very much indeed for that. After